You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Chris Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
And this is All Action Sports Radio, and welcome to our show this week. My name is Wes. I'm your host here at All Action Sports Radio. Don't forget, you can email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. And we want to give a big shout-out to our listeners in Utah, Salt Lake City, KLO, 1430 AM, and Cincinnati, WKRT, 1160, and Cincinnati, Ohio. The studio's a little jammed up today. We got Dave Puchinski, pro skateboarder, in studio right now. He brought his agent extraordinaire, Sheldon. Hey, say hello, Sheldon, to the folks out there in Radio Land.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Now, Dave, you got this huge video, The Formula. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But I want to welcome you to All Access Sports Radio in the studio, man.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, we got a killer show, as always, this week. We'll be talking to motocross pro Vicky Golden, coming off a spectacular win at the X Games. Then we have Jason Wynyatt, the one and only RacerX online editor, skateboarder Elliot Sloan, coming off his stunning win at the X Games in the Big Air contest. And as I said before, we have in studio pro skateboarder Dave Puchinski. His video dropped, The Formula. It's out on the Barracks. You can check it out on All Access Sports Radio and our Facebook page. We got so much more here at All Access Sports Radio. Stay tuned. And welcome back to All Action Sports Radio. And remember, you can always email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. And of course, you can also Twitter, All Action Sport, no S at Twitter. And now we go to Moto with Jason Wynyatt. He is the RacerX online editor. He also hosts the TV broadcast of Lucas Oil MA Motocross and the GNCC series. Jason Wynyatt is on the line with us. And either he's steaming or he's happy because he's somewhere in Utah.
Pretty awesome in Utah, man. It's highly underrated. I don't know if people put Utah on their list, but you should. It's a must-see once in your life.
Well, AMA Pro Racing is making its inaugural visit to the greater Salt Lake City area, and it's kind of a new track, a new feel, a whole new here in Utah, even for you, Jason, right?
It's a big deal. Yeah, I haven't been here. I just missed it. They had parts of the track built. We had a Supercross in Salt Lake City back in April, and they had parts of this motocross track built about 45 minutes from there. I didn't know they were going to have it built by the time I booked my flight. I didn't get in early enough. So this is a whole new deal. It is a road racing course, and they have dug holes and trenches and built piles of dirt to make a hilly motocross track. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, it was designed by renowned motocross track architect Mark Peters, and it was, like you said, it was constructed, I would say, 6, 7, 8 months ago, right?
Yep.
And now here's the thing. Two huge triple step-up jumps, tricky camber turns, large jumps. How does this compare to what the riders have been going through this summer? Is it a big deal, not such a big deal?
It's a big deal in a lot of ways. Most people, I think, are crazed about the layout. Not in a good way, though. We just came from Unadilla, which is as old-school traditional motocross as it gets, where you're basically just using the natural lay of the land and the hills that are there to make jumps and make a track. Here, they've had to build hills, and I think that's got a lot of old-school people upset. But I actually think when you see the layout and you see the race, that's actually not going to be an issue. I think Mark Peters, they figured out a way to make it hilly enough where it really won't be a factor. What is cool is the facilities, because it's a road racetrack, but it's really going to, the make or break is going to be the dirt. Can they make the dirt good enough to make a good racetrack? That's what it's going to come down to.
What's the deal with the uphill start? What difference does that make?
It's not a huge deal. We've seen it before. There's some old school tracks like High Point that have it. So just something different. I don't think that's going to be a big factor. And like I said, the layout, I think when the weekend's over, people right now are saying, how is this going to work? The dirt is what they're going to be talking about.
Jason, the bigger question, the question that's going to be on everybody's mind, who does this track favor the most?
That's the cool thing about when you go to a track like this. It's totally different. It's really hard to say. And I say it's so different from Unadilla, and Ryan Villopoto put a huge beat down on everyone there. I know he wins a lot, but that was an exceptional margin of victory in those two races. I don't think it's going to favor him the same way Unadilla did. It's just not going to get as rough. You can't replicate that kind of soil, no matter how much sand and stuff you bring in. So I don't think it's going to get quite as rough, and I think it tightens things up more when that happens. That race we had at Millville 2 weeks ago was a real good battle. James Stewart won a little bit smoother that day. I think you're going to see something more like that.
And with your insider knowledge, the question that's on all our listeners' minds, Jason, which rider this week has been whining the most?
Has been whining?
Yeah, about the course. You know, there's always somebody, a group or an individual or a sponsor that's whining about something, about this course.
It's a real strange disconnect, though, in this sport. I think the fans are whining huge The fans are whining big time. The riders, I think they're willing to give it a shot. And the one upside for the teams and the riders is that you get these built-in facilities because it's a road race track. Mm-hmm. You get paved pits and garages and suites that the sponsors can hang out in. They're going to love it. You'd be surprised how often you get fans saying, oh, the riders hate this and hate that. And then you talk to the riders and they're like, no, it doesn't bother me. Racing 450cc four strokes is like that. Every fan thinks the riders hate it, and the riders say, no, they're the best bikes ever. And the fans say, well, they're paid to say that. It's just a never-ending merry-go-round they're on. I think the race we have at Lake Elsinore next weekend, very similar to this. They took a flat piece of land. The layout was fine. The reason the race wasn't well-received is because of the dirt. They can figure out a way to make good dirt here in the middle of, you know, Utah's not really known. It's got the Bonneville soft blast out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
If they can make this soft and get it rough, everybody will be happy.
Hey, Jason, let's switch gears. Rockstar Energy has changed bikes from Suzuki to KTM. What was the cause of that switch?
Suzuki wasn't giving them support, virtually none. Suzuki would say, we are helping them. I talked to the team a lot about this, and it was like, whatever support they did get, it would be like, here's a couple of parts to put in the clutch. Like, it was not significant at all. And the results with Davey Millsaps this year, we all know how well he did. Their 250 guys have done well, too. So they're looking for a partner, someone to give them parts, someone to give them technical assistance, someone to help them offset the cost of racing. KTM stepped up. Simple business.
All right. Makes sense to me. All right. KTM is making all the news now, and they just signed Davey Millsap, Jason Anderson, and John Savage.
Savage. That one. Joey Savage.
Savage. Yep. How good is this team going to be?
They're going to be good. We already know what Millsap and Anderson can do. I think the Anderson thing is a big coup because he's really one of the up-and-comers in that 250 class. Ken Roczen's moving out. Eli Tomac's moving out. They're graduating the 450s. He might win a title next year, and now that team and KTM is going to reap the benefits of that. I think the big question is Millsap. Awesome season on the Suzuki this year in Supercross.
Absolutely.
Will he be as good on the KTM? That's a big transition from the Japanese bikes to the European bikes. If they can make Millsaps just as happy on the new one as the old one, it's a win all around. Obviously, they're going to save a lot of money. It's going to be easier to race with KTM's help. But can they get the bike where Millsaps likes it? That's the big question.
You would think Davey Millsap learned a little something under James Stewart after he made that switch.
Well, if you're Millsaps, you got to be bummed because he stepped up by going to the Suzuki, and then he's got to be like, oh, I had a good thing going. Now I got to go to the drawing board. This is three different brands of bikes in 3 years.
Yeah.
For the guy.
No way to get comfortable. All right, what's the situation on James Stewart's injury? I mean, he had a bad, you know, you talked about it, the bad crash at Unadilla, and then he released a video saying he barely made it through the race because his neck was so bad. Just how bad is it?
I don't think it's bad enough to prevent him from racing, but that's about it. I think he really has an inner goal to make all 12 rounds because myself and everyone else surrounding the support beginning of the year said, no way James gets all 12 races. He's too inconsistent. He crashes too much. It'll never happen. So I think he wants to prove the naysayers wrong. Necks are obviously a pretty serious deal. I think he's had MRIs done to show there isn't any vertebrae or bone damage. But everything in there is tight, and by the end of the races, he can barely even, I guess, move his head or his shoulders. And that's why, like you said, he can barely get through it. I don't think you're going to see the same James Stewart that was winning a race a couple weeks ago, unfortunately. But hopefully he races at all. I think that's his goal. Finish the races and prove to everybody he can still get it done.
He can still get it done. All right, Ryan Villopoto is having surgery after the outdoors to remove the screws from his leg. Rumor has it that he's not going to do the motocross in Germany for the U.S. team, and he possibly injured his neck. True? Not true?
Ankle, true. Not racing for USA, true. Neck thing, honestly, we talked earlier before the show about what we're going to talk about today. I had no idea that the neck was even an issue. The ankle thing is, if Motocross of Nations was the week after our final round or 2 weeks after our final round, he would do it. The problem is it's 5 weeks after. So he would basically have to delay the ankle surgery that he has to have by 5 weeks.
Ooh.
And that's going to cost you dearly when now you got maybe a month or two recovery after that, and then you're almost into 2014 already. So it's really bad scheduling. Now, he said it doesn't bother him much as he rides. You can tell he's winning the races. But it bothers him doing everything else. All day long, training, you know, just getting up out of bed in the morning. It's just something he's going to have to get fixed.
Got
to
get it done. Got to get it done. Jason, I'm up against it. I got to go. But real quick, Jason Barcia, 450 Rookie of the Year.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Lopoto's on such a darn roll, he could maybe have won a race this year, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
All right, with that, Jason, I got to go, man. Thank you so much for being part of our show. We're going to go to break, and we'll catch up with you next week. Good luck in Utah.
Thank you.
All right, you listen to All Action Sports Radio. We'll be back after this break. So, actor Matt Damon was recently on The Late Show with David Letterman to promote his new film, Elysium, which came out this past weekend, I think. Anyway, right away, David Letterman said, touched his arms and said, "Wow, man, you're really buff. You know, your physique. You know, how'd you get such a rock-hard body?" And without even missing a beat, Matt Damon says, "Surfing." Now, if that were true, I would look like Arnold Schwarzenegger right now. Instead of, like, the way I look, not like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So here's a little taste of what Matt Damon had to say on Late Night with David Letterman.
Thank you. Mr. Damon, nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
How you doing? How's your summer going? You know, we were talking backstage and I touched you on the arm like this and it was like concrete. It was like iron. And I said, "Oh my God, what have you been doing?" And you said,
"Surfing."
Surfing.
Yeah.
Good for you. And are you an accomplished surfer?
I'm terrible. Really? Yeah. I'm really bad. But that actually, I think, gets you in better shape because you have to paddle a lot. You're always in the wrong place.
Well, people,
that's true.
I've never done it, but people tell me just paddling out alone will exhaust you. Just getting on the board will exhaust you.
Yeah, it's pretty exhausting. And then getting, I mean, I had like a couple good near-death experiences. Those are pretty tiring too.
And what happens? Did you get hit in the head with the board?
No, just really big waves.
Yeah.
I mean, big for me, not for real surfers, right. But you know, for a beginner.
Well, Matt Damon, the surfer. Are you a believer? I'm not. I believe that he was in a Hollywood gym, not out there surfing in our beautiful, beautiful Santa Monica Bay or Venice or probably Malibu. That's probably where Matt Damon hangs out. But, you know, he looks pretty buff in Elysium. So check it out. And if you want to get buff, start surfing. Or you can start, what's that? They have the board that they created in the gym, the surfboard, where you can mimic surfing. That's all the rage that's happening down in Hollywood. But if you really want to get buff, weights. I think it's all about weights. Now, don't laugh. These guys are in the studio laughing at me. You got to use weights. All right. 21 years old. Hails from El Cajon. Now resides in Temecula. Home of the Metal Militia. And also home of the X Games gold winner, Vicky Golden. Vicky Golden's on the line with us here at All Action Sports Radio. Vicky, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not too much, Vicky. My name's Wes. I'm your host here at All Action Sports Radio. I want to thank you for being a part of our show this week.
Yeah, no problem. I'm stoked to be a part of it.
All right, first off, what's a nice girl like you do hanging around with the Metal Militia?
You know, I don't know. I've always just, I grew up obviously just racing, and then I think 2 years ago, Matt Byton, which is actually now part of the Militia too, but when I met him, he was just a freestyle guy, and he moved in, rented a room for me for a while, and just kind of took me around and started hitting ramps more and more and riding with all the guys from the Militia, and just eventually kind of led into meeting Link and kind of just carried on from there.
Now, Vicky, all our listeners out there, 1.1 million of them, you know, the question on their mind is the Women's Moto X. 12-lap race, 1,251,187 views, the Moto X blooper of all time. How many times?
Yeah.
Megan Rutledge, how many times have you seen that video?
Quite a few now. I mean, it's kind of hard not to. It pops up a lot. It's hard not to see it.
One of the biggest goofs of all time. Gold right there. And she turned. She took her hand off the throttle, right? And the bike went down.
Yeah,
and she
typically, if you're going to take your hand off, you take your opposite hand off your left hand.
And she waved to the fans, and she took a digger. How good did that feel? Your three-peat was gone. It was a two-peater for you, and then boom, the door opens up. How cool was that?
It was definitely, I honestly, the second to last corner, you can't see where she crashed. I couldn't see. And so I came around, and I was just like, well, you know, I got stuck in the back of the pack, and being a tight course, I just couldn't get around everyone fast enough, and finally had a clear track, and just, I was catching up, but just ran out of laps. And so, you know, the second last corner, I was just like, well, that was all I had. I did my best, so I can't complain about it. So it just sucks. You know, the three-peat would have been nice. And I came around that corner before the ramp, and I heard the crowd, like, just go off. And I'm like, no way. Like, what's going on? So I go over that jump, and I see her down, and I just widened, jaw dropped. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this could actually happen again.
Yeah, you were jumping up, and you jumped off the bike, and you had your hands in the air waving, and she had her head in her hands, and she was crying. Brings up, you know, a little bit of Lindsay Jacob Ellis back in the Olympics. You know, I'm sure she's getting it from all over, from a lot of people. Have you had a chance to talk to Megan, or did she talk to you at all?
She talked to me briefly. Obviously, she was pretty bummed, and so the whole family was bummed after that. But, you know, they're good sports about everything. They came over, said good job, and, you know, I told her that was her. It's just a small mistake. So, that was basically it. Obviously, she's not really from around here, so I don't really see her a lot except for, you know, a few races during the year.
Well, she will remember you for a very, very long time.
All right. Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, Vicky, you know, for our listeners, those who know you and those who don't know you very well, I'm gonna go back a little bit with you. And we're gonna get to you. You were the first woman ever invited to do the whip competition during the X Games, and we're gonna get to that in just a little bit. But before we do that, I definitely want to give people a little bit of your backstory. What you've accomplished and what you've done in such a short amount of time. It's not easy, and I want people to understand the courage and the strength that it took for you to do what you do, you know, because you're knocking down barriers first as a woman, the first ever woman to compete in the best whip during the X Games. And then you drove across the rumor is you drove a truck trailer 1,000 miles to Denver through an ice storm just to become the first woman to qualify for an arena cross main event. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally true. We actually, literally one of my best friends, we just decided, I'm like, you know what, like, I want to go race, and there's nowhere for me. Basically, one, as a female, all the local races are here that you have to have a men's professional license to race something a little bit higher of a standard and bigger stadiums and, like, football arenas, which is called Supercross. And that's more main, like, way more mainstream, way faster riders, and a lot harder to compete in. And the step below that is where you take off, and the step going into Supercross, which is called Arena Cross, which it's in smaller arenas, typically, you know, basketball size arenas. So really tight racing, kind of same thing as X Games. But me and my best friend just decided to take off, and it's obviously the wintertime, so. Literally going through the mountain path, like 45 miles per hour, just cruising, trying not to get stuck and slide and all this stuff. And, finally made it there. And it was definitely, a completely new experience. You know, I've been racing, you know, outdoors, nothing inside, nothing this tight. And, I fell in love with it. And it was definitely one of the best experiences, just to be able to race in that atmosphere. And it definitely opened the eyes of all the guys too, because they were like betting money on if I would even jump the finish line jump, which is so they were all just like really I guess in awe of what I came there to do.
Vicky, were you going for the whole shot? Was that on your mind when you first
you know, it wasn't for the longest time. I was definitely just stressed about just getting through the track and, like, not getting taken out, because it's really aggressive riding. So, like, there's no way to pass nicely. It's, you hit them and you move forward. So I for the first couple rounds, I was really nervous about that, and then getting in there and doing the same to them. And eventually then I was just sitting on the line, I think, at the first race I had that I made a main event, which I was sitting on the line very, very end of the, not the best skate pick to have a whole shot opportunity, very outside. And I was just thinking, I'm like, you know, I weigh a lot less, which carries into how much power you have on a bike. If you're a heavy dude, you're not going very fast off the start. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, I have a great bike, great motor, and I'm really light. I'm the lightest person here. There's no reason why I shouldn't get a hole shot. It, like, clicked in my head, so I was like, all right, well, I should get a hole shot. So I literally, once the gate dropped, I actually got the hole shot and worked a little bit backwards to fifth, but that was still a qualifying position for the main event.
All right, stick around. We have to wrap up our interview for the radio show with Vicky, but we'll continue this conversation on our podcast. You can follow the extended interview at allactionsportsradio.com in our Action Extra segment. Coming up, we have Elliot Sloan, X Games gold medal winner in Big Bird. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. Now, a few weeks ago, the U.S. Open of Surf was happening, and you know, we all know what happened at the end of that. It was pure madness. Riot broke out. Tons of people got arrested. Craziness. It went viral. Now here's the lighter side of the U.S. Open of Surf. Probably the biggest event for the ASP during the summer. And Network A put together this video of exposing posers at Vans U.S. Open of Surfing 2013. And here's just a little taste of it. Brian, he's our tech. Brian, can you just roll just a little bit of that?
What's your curfew?
12.
Did you make your curfew last night?
No.
So did you guys pay any attention to the competition? Like, do you know who won?
Nope, not at all.
How many Instagrams have you posted today?
None. I don't have Instagram.
Oh, no.
I feel like there needs to be some sort of protocol to allow us to know if these women are underage or not.
Who's your favorite girl surfer?
I honestly don't pay attention
to
surfing.
No clue. Surfing's, I don't watch.
I think you said his last name wrong. I think it's Fawning, because he's definitely the hottest.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm like his biggest fan. I watched him in all of his heats, yesterday, and he's just like so sexy.
There's a bunch of hype around this like back 580. It was called an Apple Indie that I think V did in like the 57th round. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't.
I'm like just trying to play cool, because like I'm not like one of those girls, you know, but Fawning is by far like the sexiest.
Nick Fawning sounds pretty like he'd be good. So
that would be Fanning. Nick Fanning. Now, that's the lighter side of the U.S. Open of Surf. If you've ever been down there, it's madness. There's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people down there. And, you know, male and female, and they're all having a good time. And I think for 95% of them, surfing is the last thing they're thinking or talking about. Just want to give a little bit of tidbit there from All Action Sports Radio. Now, always a bridesmaid, never a bride, until this summer at the X Games. Big Vert champion, Elliot Sloan.
Yep.
How you doing, Elliot?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I am good. This is Wes. I'm your host here at All Action Sports Radio. And we know that you listen to All Action Sports Radio each and every day. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's my man. Now, Elliot, I opened it. Always a bridesmaid, finally a bride. How's it feel? Has the glow worn off a little bit?
Not really. It's amazing. And yeah, it still hasn't even really set in yet. And we're just taking, you know, a couple of weeks off and just letting it all sink in.
And where's the medal? Do you wear it everywhere?
I actually have it. It's hanging up on my wall, but I'm not at home right now. We're up in Seattle doing like this little like demo thing for Skatelight, actually. So
okay,
we're up here all week.
Hey, Elliot, do the chicks dig the medal?
They do, but I have a girlfriend, so it's
she absolutely she digs it, right?
Yes.
Now, did you put it around her neck, or did you say no, baby? This is
of course. Of
you
course.
Did. All right. And did you propose?
Not yet.
All right, Elliot. Let's get to serious business. How's the ankle?
It's still swollen and sore. That's kind of why I've been, just laying low a little bit. But too serious.
Elliot, you edged out Tom Schaar, you know, and Bob Burnquist, the favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody thought Bob was going to do it again, and came up a little short on his nose. Does that kind of a win's a win? That's how I see it. You know, he was in it just like you were in it, and he took a tumble and you didn't. Is it bittersweet, or is it, hey, man, you know, best man went out?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, I'm stoked I won, period. Mm-hmm. But I definitely didn't, I pictured it a different way. You know, I wanted to do a few more things, and I wanted Bob to do what he was going to do, and I wanted to, like, be in fan square, you know. And, but whatever, you know, I'm glad to have ended the year like that. And
Hey, LA, you had a great year. You took bronze at the X Games in Barcelona. You took silver in Brazil and Munich. And then you finally come home with the gold. I think that's stupendous, man. Congratulations.
I know. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
And you beat him out with a 720 tail grab and then a 540 tail grab. And you killed it. You nailed it. I mean, I don't know what more they would expect from you. I mean, you've been working hard for this, man. Working really, really hard.
And yeah, seriously.
And I got to say, man, you know, we get your bio here at the studio and list all your accomplishments and things that you've done. And one of the things that I feel that made me, I haven't met you yet, but made me feel, you know, strongly about you and happy for your win was that, you know, after your dad passed away, man, you became a man. You know, you went to work.
Yeah, for sure.
You went to work to help the family out, you know, and did your thing. And a lot of kids couldn't stand up like that. And so I just want to say, you know, for me, I'm not going to go as far as you're my hero, but I want to say that I dig you, man. The fact that you got
thank
that
you.
Kind of stamina and that kind of heart, you know, I'm now a big-time Elliot Sloan fan.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, Elliot, we got to go to break. If you can hold tight, we'll be right back. All right, you listen to All Access Sports Radio. And coming up, we have more with Elliot Sloan, Summer X Games, gold medalist, and Big Air. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and we're in our next segment with Elliot Sloan, Big Air Vert winner at the Summer X Games, came up gold and beat out Tom Schaar and Bob Burnquist to finally win it after, I guess, 3-4 competitions were bronze, then silver, and then finally gold. And he's on the line with us, and he's up in Seattle doing a skate demo, right, Elliot?
Yep, up here doing something for Skate Light.
Now, Elliot, it takes a lot to be a pro skater in the world, but you're not just a pro skater, but you're also a talented musician. You write music and you play guitar and bass. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, your band, The Stranded, released an album last year. How's that going for you?
It's going good, man. We're actually working on a bunch of new stuff, and I got, you know, some time off now, so really focusing on writing new music and trying to film, too.
Did you ever reach out to ESPN and say, you know, hey, guys, let us play, you know, for the opening segments or ceremonies?
Not yet. We're really just, it's kind of a little bit complicated because the other guys are in Europe, and I'm over here in San Diego, you know, so we're in California. But we're trying to get something going. We're after this second album. We have, like, a good amount of material. We're going to be able to, you know, maybe do little tours here and there, play shows and stuff. So,
okay,
in the works.
And you guys plan on touring or anything like that, or is?
Yeah, definitely want to play some shows.
So for all our fans out there, the band is The Stranded. To give them an idea, what kind of music is it for our
listeners? It's melodic metal. It's definitely metal. Like if you're into new age metal, it's. I was, you know, really into like Swedish melodic metal growing up, so definitely an influence of that in there. And then maybe the new album's going to have a little bit more like electronic kind of stuff in it, just because I've been really influenced by that lately. So, yeah,
okay.
I'll check it out.
Now you're doing a skate demo. This is kind of the tail end of your season. What and how do you train for next season? It's already, I mean, ESPN, they kind of ramped everything up with Brazil, Munich, France. I mean, you guys, there really is no off season for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm just going to be sitting around until next year. You know, I'm obviously, filming is going to be a huge thing for me. I really need to, you know, focus on doing that, because that's another huge part of skateboarding. You know, it's just, you know, everyone's seen Bob Burnquist's part that just came out, and it's just like, you know, seeing footage like that is what really gets me inspired. So I got to film something, and then, yeah, just, you know, keep training and then skating and try and learn a couple more tricks for next year. And yeah, I can't wait.
And we can't wait to see you. Hey, you ride for Triple A, right?
Yes.
You know, they were my first sponsors way back when. Are they the same owners?
No way.
Are they the same owners? I forgot the guy's name.
Yep, Bobby.
Bobby, there you go, man. Bobby.
Bobby.
I like that guy.
Bobby O.
Bobby O.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, one of my first sponsors way back when in the mid-90s.
They were my first sponsors.
Really? Oh, they're good guys, man. Bobby, you talk to him. You tell him I said hello, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, Elliot, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us here at All Action Sports Radio, and much, much luck going forward, okay?
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And again, congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
All right, Elliot Sloan, gold medal vert, big air vert winner here on All Action Sports Radio. We'll be back with All Things Extra, with one of the best videos I've ever seen all year, and with the star of that video in studio here on All Action Sports Radio. You are listening to the best in skate, surf, and snow here at All Action Sports Radio. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. We just finished up with Elliot Sloan, big vert skater, won gold at the X Games. And as we went to break, I said it was one of the best videos I've ever seen all year. And that star of that video is in our studio here at All Action Sports Radio, the one, the only, Dave Buchinski.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave. You're looking all laid back, chill.
Kick back. Yeah, a little morning.
Yeah, now you brought your entourage, would you?
You know, old Sheldon.
Oh, good old Sheldon, your entourage.
Working
you a little bit, bringing you out here to our studios to talk about the barracks, the video,
yep.
The formula. Okay, who came up with the name of the formula?
Derek Medina. Kind of put it together. We were going through names, and I was thinking something like a pikey. I was watching some snatch, and I was like, we need something that is our own. And he was like, the formula. Sounds good. That's what we're doing.
Now, for those of you who want to check it out, you can go to our website, www.allactionsportsradio.com, and it's up on our Facebook page as well, All Action Sports. The thing that struck me about this video was the isolation. You know, it was you, the mini wrap, and you were on, I guess, the salt flats?
Yep.
Or where's that at? Yep.
Just 2 hours inland. I'm not really sure what the – it's actually a campground, too. We had a blast. We ended up camping out there for the night. So I don't know the name of it, but –
it's a pretty popular spot for music videos and movies and commercials. You see a lot of car commercials going out there during those flats. And you put a mini ramp out there. And coming from somebody who's made skate films, and I know how hard it is to land those trick after trick after trick and keep it continuous. How long did it take you guys to film?
I mean, the desert scene, we were out there for a full day. We woke up sunrise, try to bang out some tricks, try to get it going, but... I mean, you're exhausted. It's freezing out there when you hit, like, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up lighting up the mini ramp with lights, brought out the generator, got that going, and got some clips. But we actually, it's funny you said the whole music video thing, because we were out there, and that's for a Lil Wayne music video. And that's how we found out about the salt flats. And you could actually skate on the ground, which was more mind-blowing, because it's just all cracks and bumps, and you don't think you'll be able to skate on it. So
no, it was pretty awesome. It was tech, and you're known as a very technical rider, you know, and you were just tech. You were just dialed in. I mean, how focused were you when you did this video?
I'm just trying to come up with something new, you know. Anything that's new is fun. I'm trying to just do different variations and battle out something that's, new.
Now, Dave, you're known for being a technical rider, and you're also known for your mini ramp skills. What was the goal when you came out to do this video? I mean, what did you want to show the world?
Basically, it's just, I mean, anyone skates, they love a front 5-0, front disaster, you know? So I ended up loving mini ramp once I ended up getting on it. So just coming up with something new and trying to push something that I've done in the past, which we did a prior mini ramp video, so trying to see what I could get going and just do new things.
Well, there's That's a part, there's
the
a
motivation.
There's a part one and part two of this video. You start out in the salt flats and then you end up on a lake.
Yep.
And the transformation from those two things, I like the juxtaposition. It was cool. I like the innovation, what you were trying to achieve. Now, for those of our listeners who don't know Dave Brzezinski, you kind of got on the map when you did that gigantic kickflip at El Toro, right?
That kind of ended up bringing out a little more editorial and such. Yeah.
You know, that's when people are like, oh, who's this kid and how big, you know, yeah. how big can he go? Do you think this video will do the same thing?
You know, it's different nowadays. Editorial is a huge thing, but everything that's going online, you know, it's quick. It's a constant feed. So, I don't know. I'm sure it's getting seen, but not as much as that did in the past.
Yeah, because that was gigantic. It was gigantic. Cheers. And now, you went to water. You went from sand, you know, and how long did it take to build that mini ramp and get it on the water?
That was interesting because they had to basically find out what the water level was, you know, for when the tide was rising. So we built like 17-inch platforms, four of them, cubes on under each side of the ramp. And that held it up, but basically we were down to, you know, the thing started moving. Every like two tries we had to put the block back under to hold the ramp up. But yeah, I mean, we got away with it. I don't know how it ended up like working out, but
now,
that was something.
now, tell the truth here, Dave. I mean, I know inquiring minds want to know, our listeners want to know, did you fall in the water?
Oh, multiple times. I had fun. I was out there swimming with my dog, skating. It was awesome.
And you dried off and then you went back at it?
Oh, heck yeah.
did they have to wait for you to dry off? I mean, not wait. I mean, did you ride a wet skateboard? I mean, did they have multiple skateboards standing by?
I just rode the same board, you know? I mean, a board's a board. It gets sketchy when the ramp gets wet, but as long as your shoes are somewhat dry, you're good, you know? You don't want, like, weights on your feet.
All right, we're talking to Dave Brzezinski. His video, The Formula, is out. You can check it out on our website as well as our Facebook page, and you can also see it at thebarracks.com. Now, how long did it take to shoot this video?
We did about 7 months, 6 months, actually.
Wow.
6 months, we had a warehouse down in Santa Ana, so that was our real thing. Like, we'd go and battle out a trick for the night and, yeah, basically mission it back home, hour drive there, hour drive back, and try to get a trick. And it's crazy because it's different than the streets, you know?
That the warehouse, I saw the video, I saw the sand, I saw the water, but in the warehouse, you went off. You went off in that warehouse, man. I watched it twice, three times. And I looked at the salt flats, I looked at the water, and I was like, Dave's going off in that warehouse. You were in his zone, weren't you, my man?
Dude, it was fun. I mean, I stayed there for hours.
You
I
were tripping
even...
in there. I know you were because I saw you popping, man. You were just popping it, man.
There was, I mean, I had awesome times there, but it was hard, man. When you try a trick for like 4 hours and you can't move, and I'd have my filmer drive home. It was a mission. It was fun.
And man, you did it. You stomped it. That's an excellent video.
Thank
you.
The
Formula, man. It is excellent.
Thank you.
I'm stoked for you, man. I hope it like opens up all kinds of doors for you. What's up next for you?
Basically, we're working on the Formula 2 and working on Salt and Pepper still with Manny Santiago. So
your boy Manny.
You know it. Yeah, we're out here just in LA skating.
All right, let's give a big shout out to your boy Manny because I know that's your crew. You hang out with him. You guys grew up together, came up together, and you're doing your thing down in Cali together.
Yep, man dog, dude. Hold it down.
All right, we're up against it. I want to thank Dave Brzezinski for being in our studio today on All Action Sports Radio. I want to thank Vicky Golden, Moto X Gold. Thank you, Vicky. Yeah. I want to thank Jason Weingand from Racer X Online for giving us the inside scoop on Moto X. And I also want to thank skateboarder Elliot Sloan. Digging you, man. Digging you. Thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio. And, of course, Dave, once again, thank you for being in the studio with us. There you go.
Thanks
right there.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank our crew, Soy Sauce Media, Scooter, Intern Jeff, and Steve. Blessed us with his presence. Sheldon, the major, major agent. You're doing great, man. And, of course, inspiration. We will see you all back at school. Go have a killer week now.